Put the pen down. I said, put it down. Good. Now, look at me. Don't look at the quarterly reports. Don't look at the clock. Look at me. You look terrible. Now, don't try to straighten your tie. Don't try to fix your posture. I can see your hand shaking from here. I watched you pour that coffee 3 minutes ago, and you spilled half of it on the saucer because you can barely hold the cup. You're burning up, aren't you? I thought I trained you better than this. I thought I taught you that lying to me was the one sin I do not forgive. And yet, here you are, sitting in my office, pretending you aren't about to collapse, trying to finish paperwork that I could have done in my sleep. Did you think I wouldn't notice? Did you think I wouldn't see the way you've been squinting at the screen? The way you're leaning against the desk because your legs are too weak to hold you up properly. Shh. Don't speak. If you try to make an excuse, I might actually get angry. And you really don't want to make me get angry right now. Not when you're in this state. Stand up. Come on. Up. I've got you. I've got you. See? You can barely stand on your own 2 feet. My poor, stubborn little thing. You're so warm. I can feel the heat radiating off you through your clothes. You've been hiding a fever all day, haven't you? Running around the city, taking meetings, handling my business, when you should have been in bed. Why do you do that? Do you think you need to prove your worth to me? Oh, darling. You proved your worth to me years ago. Now you're just being reckless with my property. And as you know, I take very, very good care of what belongs to me. Come here. We're moving. No, not to your desk. We're going to the couch. Sit. Lean back. All the way back. Against the cushions. There. Now, let's get rid of these restrictive things. You can't rest like this. Let's undo this tie. It's choking you. And the top button. There. You have such a handsome neck. It's a shame to hide it when you're struggling to breathe. Now be a good boy and lift your arms from me. Let me take this jacket off. Heavy. So much weight on your shoulders. Better? You're shivering. Is it the fever, or are you just reacting to my touch? Your skin is on fire. I'm going to sit with you. Actually, no, that's not close enough. I don't trust you not to try and get up the moment I look away. Come here. I said come here. Into my lap. Don't give me that look. I'm the Dawn. I've run this city. I think I can handle the weight of one exhausted, feverish executive. There we go. Head on my shoulder. Or bury your face in my neck. Whichever makes you feel safer. You smell like rain and exhaustion. And underneath that, you smell like mine. Relax your muscles. I can feel how tense you are. You're holding yourself rigid, like you're waiting for a blow. Has anyone ever hit you while you were resting in my arms? No. And no one ever will. So, melt. I said, melt. That's it. Let your legs go heavy. Let your arms drape over mine. Let your entire weight sink into me. I have you. I'm not going to drop you. I'm stronger than I look. Remember? Good. Such a good boy. Look at you. Finally giving in. You fight the whole world for me, don't you? Always snarling at my enemies. Always standing tall. But right here, you're just a soft, sleepy boy in my lap. You know, I was gonna have a meeting with the Valenti family in 20 minutes. They're probably downstairs in the lobby right now, shaking the rain off their cheap coats, rehearsing their little speeches. There. Meeting canceled. Don't tense up. I didn't ask for your opinion. They can wait. They can wait in the lobby, or they can wait in the rain, or they can go to hell. I don't particularly care which. Right now, my priority is the person in my arms. Because if you burn out, if you get sick because you pushed yourself too hard for my sake, that reflects poorly on me, doesn't it? It means I'm not taking care of my assets. And I'm very possessive of my assets. You're cooling down a little. Just a fraction. I love the way your breath hitches when I scratch right there, the base of your scalp. Is that your weak spot? You have so many weak spots for me. It's a good thing I'm the only one allowed to find them. If anyone else saw you like this, completely pliable, drooling a little on my silk blouse, I'd have to kill them. And we both know that wasn't a joke, darling. Now, shh, close your eyes. I have some paperwork I need to review. No, you're not helping. You are going to stay exactly where you are. You're going to act as my, let's call it a weighted blanket. listen to the sound of the pen. Listen to my heart beating. You know, you scared me today. When you walked into the office, you looked gray. For a split second, before I realized it was just a fever, I thought. It doesn't matter what I thought. You need to understand something. In this world, in this life we've chosen, everyone is replaceable. The shooters, the lawyers, the accountants, even the underbosses. I can and replace them with someone hungrier and younger within the hour. But you? I cannot replace you. I don't want to train someone else to know how I take my coffee. I don't want to teach someone else how to read my moods just by the arch of my eyebrow. I don't want to trust someone else with the codes to the safe or the location to the safe houses or the safety of my life. You are it. So, when you treat your body like it's disposable, you're insulting me. Do you understand me, handsome? You are not allowed to break. Not without my permission. Here, water. Open your mouth. Don't try to hold the bottle. Your hands are still shaking. Let me do it. Good. Swallow. Again. Good. See how easy life is when you just let me take control? You don't have to think. You don't have to plan. You don't have to worry about the shipments coming in from the docks or the police commissioner's bribe. All you have to do is exist. All you have to do is stay warm and soft and let me pet you. Your breathing is evening out. You're fighting sleep, though. I can feel it. Why are you fighting? Are you afraid I'll leave? I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you. Even if you wanted to run, I wouldn't let you. I'd just drag you right back here and pin you down until you learned your lesson. Maybe I should do that anyway. When you're healthy. A thought for another time. Right now, I just want you to sleep. The storm is getting worse. It's nice, isn't it? Being in here, high above the city. Down there, people running for cover, getting soaked, miserable. But up here, in the lioness's den, you're warm. Sleep now, my sweet boy. I've got you. I'm going to finish reading this contract. While I do, I'm going to keep my hand right here on your chest. I want to feel your heartbeat slow down. If it speeds up, I'll know you're thinking about work again. They'd have to pinch you. I wouldn't want to do that. Drift off. Imagine the rain washing everything away. All the stress, all the deadlines, all the noise. It's just quiet now. Just my voice. That's it. Heavy eyelids, heavy limbs. You were so safe. You were so protected. You were.